I'm Michael Lardell for Community Close-Up, and with me today, a couple of special guests to talk about the Parkway Playhouse in Burnsville. The Parkway just started their first play of their great 62nd season, and I have producing artistic director Andrew Gall with me. Andrew, how are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you.
We've gotten off to a good start, I understand.
Yes, we have. We opened She Loves Me last weekend, and it has been going very well. We have three more performances left, starting this Thursday and concluding on Saturday at 7:30.
It's a play that's not well known, but it's been well perceived.
It has been very well received. It's a musical comedy, and people have really really enjoyed it. It's the story is very familiar. Several movies have been based on the same story as well as this particular musical. You've Got Mail, The Shop Around the Corner with Jimmy Stewart, In the Good Old Summertime with Judy Garland were all films that were based on the same story that She Loves Me is. It's about two clerks at a perfumery in 1930s Europe who can't stand each other, and then they come to discover that they are secretly writing each other love notes through a Lonely Hearts Club. It's very funny.
And it's a musical.
It's a musical. It's got some absolutely fantastic music in it. It's the most ambitious thing we've done musically, and so it's really quite good.
And those who missed the opening week, you haven't missed it yet. Because
you haven't missed it yet. You can still come see it.
Yeah, this week. Yes. Thursday through Saturday.
Thursday through Saturday, 7:30 p.m., and you can get tickets at the Parkway Playhouse website, which is parkwayplayhouse.com, or call the Parkway Playhouse box office at 828-682-4285.
We also have with us Megan Carr, who's, I understand, from Greensboro, a part of this production, as well as some others this year. Megan, first thing I want to ask you, of course, anyone that's new around here, what do you think about this area?
It's beautiful. I grew up in Durham, so I'm used to a big city, and I came here, and it's just gorgeous, and I really fell in love with Parkway last summer when I came to see Nonsense, and I just fell in love with it, so I decided to come here for the summer and get my first internship.
It's been too hot for us around here, but it's probably normal for you. No big deal.
It's been about the right temperature for a summer around here.
Parkway is a great little theater, and I know you're enjoying that. What did you think about this first play or you're participating in?
I had never heard of She Loves Me before I got here, and I was really excited to be in it. And so I was first customer in the perfumery, and it's just a really great process, and the cast was really fun to work with, and it was just a great learning experience altogether.
While we're talking to you, tell us a little bit about your role in The Sound of Music, which is going to be the next production. Now, everyone's heard of The Sound of Music.
Yes, I am playing Liesl, the eldest daughter of the Von Trapp family, and she's 16 years old and
going on 17.
Yes, it's one of her songs.
Right.
And it's all about, well, one of her main things is she falls in love with this fellow, Rolf, and he ends up being involved with the Nazis, and so her father, I mean, they have different ties that they have to go to, and so... And The Sound of Music is very familiar. So.
When you come to a new place and you meet new people and you're a part of a play, now, are some of the people in the play people that have come from Greensboro also that you know, or is it all new for you?
It's really all new for me. I'm the only intern from Greensboro College, but in Sound of Music, most of the cast is the children, and they're all local, so they're... rising artists, I guess.
Yeah, always fun, and I know all the people that I meet with the Parkway Playhouse are fun people, and they have a good time, and it's good to meet those people. Andrew, tell us a little bit more about, as we jump ahead just a little bit, and talk about The Sound of Music as far as when it's going to be coming up and some dates for that.
The Sound of Music will open on June 26th, which is a week from this Thursday, and we open with our two-for-one night, which... you can get a pair of tickets
at half price.
And then we have our first Friday night event on June 27th, which is when we have our reception out on the patio for people. And then the show will actually conclude on July 12th. We're running this show for 3 weeks, which we've never done at the Parkway Playhouse before.
But it's a good one.
It's a good one to do that with. We thought about doing it last year with both Fiddler on the Roof and My Fair Lady, and then decided not to, regrettably, although I think we could have run both of those shows for another week. But we're really excited about The Sound of Music. It's a great musical. It's I think, one of the most enduring scores ever written for the stage. A lot of people, of course, associate the movie with it, but it was a play first, and it was actually written for Mary Martin, and Julie Andrews came along to do the movie, but I thought that was really interesting. We have a matinee on June 29th at 2:30 p.m., and you should come see it. We've got two different sets of children, right?
Yes.
I forget how many.
All the female children are doubled except for me. But
so I know some of those kids, and they are fantastic. So I'm anxious to see that. Well, we're out of time for this time, but I want to say thanks to Andrew and also to Megan for joining us today. And don't forget, She Loves Me, running Thursday through Saturday of this week at the Parkway Playhouse here in Burnsville. I'm Michael Lardell for Community Close-Up.